with milk.
With milk.
Or another way of saying black would not be with milk, but
plain.
Or with. Yeah, but use the formula like the with. Just
without milk. Milk.
Right. Have you ever heard of any other names for black coffee besides?
No.
You ever heard of drinking coffee barefoot or barefooted?
No.
Right. He wasn't walking away from me. He was coming
towards me.
You might go home and tell a friend. Guess who I
saw
or ran
into.
Right. And he gave the child the same name as her mother. You'd say they named the child
for her mother.
And a four-legged animal that barks is a
dog.
And a call to a dog to attack another dog.
Sicking.
And a dog of mixed breed would be called a
mutt.
All right. And a how about a small yappy noisy dog?
I don't know.
Feist, is that at all?
No.
And a dog, you have to go to the doctor because the dog
bit you.
And you say, better watch out. He might
bite you.
And he has
bitten me.
Yeah. How about the expression dog bit? Have you ever heard that he was dog bit?
No.
All right, and the animal that on the dairy in the dairy that provides milk.
Cow.
Is a,
cow.
And the male is a.
I don't know. Is it bull? I don't.
Okay.
Know.
And the animal, animal something like a animals you ride.
Horse.
In the plural.
Horses.
And the female is a.
Female horse, mare, no,
yeah,
is that right, mare?
That's right. How about the male?
I don't know. I'll know when you say it, though.
Well, there are a number. There's a stable horse, stud horse, stallion.
Stallion, I've heard stud horse.
Okay. How about an animal something like a horse? Longer ears.
Donkey.
Or
mule.
And the plural of that is?
Mules.
And you'd say he had a, two of them, you'd say he had
two mules. He had a pair of mules.
Okay. And a young cow that's just born is called a
calf.
And if a cow is going to have a calf, you'd say Daisy is going to
have a calf.
All right. And you'd say, I got on that horse and went him into town.
Rode him.
And I have
ridden him.
And I will
ride him.
That other friend of mine, he wasn't a very good horseman, and he left the horse. He
fell off.
And I was in bed last night, and I fell
off the bed.
All right, and something that the horse wears, what is at the bottom of the horse's leg, or he has four?
horseshoes.
Okay, the horseshoes are nailed to what?
Hooves.
In the plural?
Hooves. Hoof hooves.
Okay, hoof hooves. All right. The animal you get wool from is a?
Sheep.
And the male is called a?
I don't know.
Ram or buck?
Ram.
And the female? Seen the word EWE?
You.
Is that familiar to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any other game besides horseshoes? You mentioned horseshoes, and could that be a game?
Yeah, throwing horseshoes.
All right. Do you ever call? Is there another game where you use round things that you pitch at stakes?
Mm-hmm.
And the animal that provides pork.
Pig.
And the
hog.
Pig? All right. What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
Hog's bigger.
How much bigger?
A lot bigger. I don't know how much bigger.
What's a male hog called?
I don't know. I know, but I. What?
How about boar or stag or?
Boar.
All right. And a if an a, you don't want an animal to reproduce, what do they do to them?
They neuter.
Yeah, that's it.
It's another word, spade. You can spade
a, you know what?
Spade.
All right. Now that's the past tense. We are going to what that horse?
Spade. I don't know. Or a neuter. Or which one are you talking about now?
That word.
Spade.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Not a gelding, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. That would be a gelding. The horse would be a gelding. What would a hog be called?
I don't know.
All right. Did you ever hear of a barrow or a barrow?
Mm-hmm.
A bar? The things on a toothbrush are called?
Teeth. Oh, a toothbrush would be a bristle. I don't know what it is. Bristle.
All right, and the thing, elephant has two ivory
tusks.
And a hog eats out of a...
trough.
Yeah, in the plural?
Troughs.
And how about a hog in, up in the mountains who is...
wild boar.
Right. Okay, let's see if you've got... So boar is a common word here.